Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Jeremy Ray Faga. Good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, hopefully some of you have heard Jeremy's name. I know some of you have heard him sing because he's been at Produce in the Park several Thursday nights, and we're going to talk about other places that he's been. But a singer, guitar player. Jeremy, I want to kind of go back in time. How do you think you got started with all your music?
Well, I sang in church a lot growing up, and then in college I picked up the guitar, and I knew right away when I wrote my first song that guitar was a good way to get out your artistic side.
Okay. And, of course, your mom is pretty musical. Sometimes you and she perform together.
Yes, we do. Sometimes at church, sometimes at nursing homes, or sometimes just singing during Christmas time. Uh-huh.
So then it sort of becomes a family activity. Now, you've mentioned a couple places that you do perform. You mentioned nursing homes. What are some of the other places that in the past, years that you've performed?
I've performed at Okoboji one time as a kid up at Family Retreat. I performed at the Barn down by Hamlin. I performed in churches, surface mm-hmm. services, and so forth, and nursing homes. And
well, one of the places that I know that you are planning to go again is the music festival that's now held in Lamar's. And I think, I don't know if you count that as performing, because it's sort of a jam session.
Yes, it is a jam session, and they encourage musicians to jam after the day is over. They also have a watermelon feed and a Culver ice cream feed up there, and it's usually pretty good because it's usually around 100 every day up at Lamar's, and it's at the end of August, the festival.
Okay. Now, that's the one that used to be, I think, when I remember it starting, was in Avoca, and then it moved to Harrison County, but now it's been in Lamar's for several years.
Yes, it did change locations, and Lamar's has a lot more buildings and things and stage area, and also more RV space for people traveling, so it's a good location.
Yeah. And if any of you are interested in that, I'm sure you can go on a website or you could contact Jeremy, because it is something you can come and go, even though it's about a week long. You can go for a day or stay for the whole time.
Yes, you can. You can either pay for the full festival, or you can just pay, I believe it's $15 or so, for a whole day of music. Okay. And it's good old-fashioned music, too. There's not really any alcohol allowed on the grounds and drinking, so that's a nice aspect. So mm-hmm. people that don't want to see all the cans and things on the ground, so it's a really clean and wholesome festival.
Okay. Now, usually they try to have some kind of well-known person. Do you have an idea who's going to be there this year that might draw some attention?
Well, in the past, they've had Michael Martin Murphy and a sister of Johnny Cash there, a guy that looked exactly like John Denver and played music. This year I'm not aware of the who's coming to the festival. I looked at the flyer, but I wasn't aware who they were. So,
but there'll be somebody. It's all kinds of music. I think if you're at all interested in this kind of music, it would be a fun place to go. Now, someplace else that you have performed is over in Anita.
Yes, at the Opry House. Bob Everhart and his wife Sheila operate that. And I'm going to be probably playing September with two guys from Germany coming over. And we'll also be playing at a farm down by Cumberland. So.
And I hope we're going to get to visit with Bill Gerlach about that, because that might, again, be something that's sort of interesting. Now, you've been with those folks from Germany before. Is the folk music, country music, so on, is it different when people come from Germany, or is it kind of the same as we expect here?
Yes, some of the guitar rhythms and instrument playing is much different. They're folk songs I haven't heard, as they originate much of their music from Germany. Mm-hmm. So it's a real treat for everybody that shows up to hear something slightly different.
Okay, so we'll be hearing about that. Now, Jeremy, you mentioned that when you picked up the guitar, you knew this is what you wanted to do, so that you could, when you wrote your first song. Let's talk about, do you know how many songs you've composed?
Yes, on my CD that came out, Where Eagles Fly, there's 12 on that. I'm in the works on a new CD, hopefully coming out in the spring, and I've got 7 songs completed so far.
That's just amazing to me, Jeremy. I have no clue of how you would go about doing that. How do you start? Where do you get your inspiration?
A lot of it comes from feelings. I know it sounds kind of strange. Even singing in the shower, I'll get a rhythm. And, you know, a lot of things come from past experiences. And by writing the songs, I hope to bring hope to other people going through maybe similar circumstances, or whether it be relationship, emotional. I've heard people say they've actually felt like they've gotten healed, even their pain, while listening to the CD. So when I get testimonies, I had a testimony from a lady the other day when we came out of church. She said she felt down. She had to go to the hospital. She listened to my CD, and it brought her happiness and joy. And so it means a lot when I get those testimonies.
Absolutely. Really important music. Let's talk about, you know, you said these are the kind of feelings. Just mention a few of the songs, the titles of the songs, and a little bit about them.
Yes. The very first song I wrote, "You're Spending Too Much Time on My Mind," was written about a California girl I fell in love with. As I progressed with my songwriting, I realized that there's a variety of areas. "Drugged on Jesus," that's a very unique one. It talks about not putting your trust in drugs, but Jesus, staying away from Jack Daniels instead of, and Jim Beam. So that one's very interesting. "Where Eagles Fly," that one talks about some of the human emotions we have. It also has a Native American flute and a drum in it, and the sound of the wind, and a sound of a red-tailed hawk, which people from Iowa would be familiar with. And there's also other songs like "You're Never Too Far Gone." That one talks about people, you know, I just heard, you know, that Robin Williams had committed suicide. And that song talks about hope, that you're never too far gone for God to reach down and help you. So that kind of gives you an idea of what some of the songs talk about.
And Jeremy, to me, when you talk about, you know, religion obviously plays a really important part in all of this, but it's kind of every day. It's a comfortable kind of thing, I think. And again, as you say, it's kind of based on your experiences, and so it's real life. And perhaps some of the other songwriters, I'm guessing a lot of songwriters, that's true, but I just happen to know you, and so I know that's really true. So now, I mentioned that you also have performed several times at Produce in the Park, and that's kind of a different venue. I mean, people aren't sitting down listening. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful experience whenever you can combine nature and friendly folks, and they have grills going there, and also Hy-Vee is there as a caterer for with their grill. And, you know, kids show up, people bring their lawn chairs at times to listen, and if the weather's great, there's no better place to be than at Produce in the Park.
Yeah, right there in the park, as you say, a part of nature. Now, because you have this CD, we really, and people hopefully will say, I think maybe I should see if I can listen to that. How can they get a copy of your CD?
They can currently get it at Sod House Productions. I am working on a site called A Hawk for Hope. I had an idea of that, and that's kind of what I go by. I have a business card with that, a red-tailed hawk on the business card. And growing up on the farm in Iowa, I saw the red-tailed hawks, and I'm a Hawkeye fan. So it just, and I sing to give people hope in nursing homes and so forth. I also travel to places like Cherokee, Iowa, at the Mental Health Institute, where people are either struggling with alcoholism or drug addictions. So,
and you have a special performance coming up at one of the local churches.
Yes, I do, down in Audubon at the Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. I will be singing at the end of August.
So that says to me, Jeremy, that if somebody is interested, they would like to have some music, what they should do is contact you and see if you can set up a time. And you're pretty easy to, you don't have to have lots of big equipment, and you're pretty easy to move around and visit with people and so on. So what's the best way to contact you?
I'm on Facebook with the name Jeremy Faga. And I'm also on, I have an email address, jeremyrayboots@yahoo.com. And Jeremy is spelled with an I-E instead of a Y, just so you know.
Yeah, good thing to mention, Jeremy. Well, we've appreciated your music and appreciated where you have performed. So we want to thank you also for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, thanks again to Jeremy Ray Faga, and keep a song in your heart.